What's up, y'all? It's Jel P, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, y'all, this is actually an encouragement, but yet a challenge to you at the same time. And tonight's episode is titled, God Sowed Into You First, Give Him Back What Belongs to Him. God sowed into you first, give him back what belongs to him. Now, before we go ahead and unfold tonight's episode, I just want to bring back to our remembrance an archive episode that we published last year titled, Don't Underestimate Your Seed. And on that episode, I was just encouraging us, sharing the parable that Jesus himself shared when it came to the seed that was planted on rocky ground and on good soil. And what was the result of the seed that was planted again on rocky ground and on good soil? And we learn, in fact, when we have a seed that is planted on firm ground, right, and on a solid ground, it has more chance to survive what, rough storms. It has more chance to as well grow and blossom to becoming whatever plant, whatever tree that, you know, it was intended to become. Now, on tonight's episode, I want to go ahead and just remind you this. Perhaps you did not know this, but I want to go ahead and just share this with you with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You see, scripture, it lets us know that Jesus himself, he is the seed of Abraham. The Bible credits Abraham as the father of faith, and he's also the father of many nations. And it was through the line of Abraham as well that Jesus was able to become born in order to become what? Our atonement of sin. But many of us, perhaps we are familiar with that history, right? We are familiar with that, you know, that biblical concept that Jesus himself, he is the seed, and he is the seed that was planted. In what manner that Jesus was planted? Well, the Bible lets us know that he was what? He was beaten, he was crucified, and then he rose again. And so you see Jesus himself, his body, right, being beaten, and then him, you know, going to the grave, that symbolizes as a seed going into the ground. And his resurrection, you see, it symbolizes him being what, uplifted in glory. In a way, you can say it is him blossoming, right, into the glory of God, into the ultimate glory that God had for him, and as well as him blossoming in order for us to, right, as first fruits, who, you know, first fruit meaning those who believe in the Lord first, right, those who believe again in everything that he shared, we too can become just like him, right? We too can bear the image and likeness of God that God intended from the very beginning for us to have. But on tonight's episode, I want to put great emphasis on this. You are a seed, but not only are you a seed, you are Christ's seed. Therefore, you need to give back yourself to him. You see, Jesus himself, he gave himself to us. Now, in turn, he is wanting to receive, you know, the investment that he made. So we are Christ's investment. Jesus didn't just die to just die. I'm going to say this again. Jesus didn't just die to just die. He died for you because he knew that, in fact, you were God's possession, right? Prized possession. The Bible lets us know that God created us higher than even the angels. God made us better than the animals because, in fact, we are made in his image and his likeness. But unfortunately, many people miss this. Many people miss this truth. And you know, it makes you realize the gravity of God's judgment when God is going to bring judgment to humanity. It's not just that God, you know, is judging humanity, just because of sin. Yes, he is judging humanity because of sin, but at the same time, he is judging them as well because they have what? They did not give back the investment that Christ made in them first. Before anybody had the chance to even ask Jesus to die for their sins, he voluntarily died for every human being. My goodness. He voluntarily died for every human being. And so this is why the Bible even says, no one can say that, you know, at the day of judgment that they didn't know Christ or they didn't have a chance to know him. Because again, he revealed himself to all men. He revealed himself again to the Holy Scriptures. You know, there's many people right now in the United States. They profess to be an atheist, right? Or perhaps they practice a false religion. It is not because they don't see the access of the Bible by the grace of God. There's multiple Bible apps. You have the YouVersion, right? You have the Abide app and so many others that I can't even name from the top of my head. And so God has created so much avenues, so much channels for people to know him, for people to know his word and to accept his son. And that is because God already had predestined for us to be able to be just like Jesus. And so when God sees that people, right, human beings are not living to their utmost potential, that breaks the heart of God. And as a matter of fact, that even angers God to a certain degree. Because God is like, I place all this potential in you. I place all this power, this beauty, this intellect in you, and you wasted it. And you wasted it. My goodness. And this, y'all, it reminds me as well when it comes to the parable of the talent. You know, when the owner gave these men, right, this money, right? He gave one of them one coin, right? He gave another one two coins. And he gave another one, let's say, five coins. And he gave another one 10 coins. And then he left, right? He left his region or he left his country. And then when he came back because he was what? He was hoping that they would give him a return of the investment that he made, right? And the Bible lets us know the one who had the one, what did he do with it? He did not even what? Make it have interest. He did not even use it to benefit the owner. As a matter of fact, he buried it. But those who had the other coins, right, more than the one that had won, what did the Bible says? The Bible says that what? They multiplied it. And so when the owner came back or when the ruler came back, he was well pleased with those who were able to multiply the money, right, that he had given them. And so when God comes back to just humanity, not only is he judging humanity due to their sins, due to their arrogance, right, their pride, but he's also coming back to judge them because, in fact, they buried everything that he had given them and they refused to use it for his glory. They refused as well to receive his son, Jesus Christ, who was the ultimate seed that God himself invested into humanity. And so I really want to go ahead and just, again, encourage you, but yet challenge you so that way you can have a self-reflection and say, self, what am I giving to God? Self, do I realize I myself is a seed that God himself planted in Christ? And now he is asking of me of his return. Sometimes we get so carried away, we forget that we belong to God. We don't belong to the media. We don't belong to culture. We don't belong to this world, but we belong to God. And how come we belong to God? Besides the fact that Jesus died for us and he resurrected to bring us that justification, right? And to clothe us with his own righteousness and to redeem us from sin, death, and the grave. The Bible lets us know in Genesis 1:27 that God himself, he is the one that made us in his image and likeness, and he made us male and female. Amen. And so because he is the one who made us, who created us, who knitted us in our mother's womb, that means we belong to him. We are his investment. And God is wanting and is searching to see if we will give him back the return of the investment that he made. And so that means that every human being is without excuse. Every human being is without excuse when it comes to what it is that they did in their lives that glorified God. And so we are all accountable to him. You will not find any human being that tells you that they created a human being. It is impossible. And although science and technology is rapidly advancing, God will not permit them to be able to create another human being from scratch. Even when it comes to certain technology that is being used to help those who, you know, have a difficulty with childbearing, right, naturally. But however, the material that they use, right, it still comes from God. It still comes from, right, eggs that came from a human being, right? That was made by whom? But that was made by God. And so that is very important for us to understand. And the more that we understand this, and the more that we understand it earlier in life, we can go so far. We can advance so far to attaining everything that God has for us. We can advance so far as well to fulfilling the purpose that God has for us, and to reaching the destiny that God has for us. We can go so far as well to save ourselves from delay, to save ourselves as well from certain situations that, again, God never intended for us to undergo. Now, these are a couple of scriptures that I also want to go ahead and share on tonight's episode. But before I go ahead and share them on tonight's episode, I want to again restate the title of tonight's episode, because I really want you to really meditate on it throughout the weekend and the coming week. God sowed into you first. Give him back what belongs to him, right? God sowed into you first. Give him back what belongs to him. Who belongs to God? You belong to God. I belong to God. And so before anything else, before we even give God our money, before we give God, whatever it is that we are able to do with the gifts and talents that he has given us, first and foremost, we must give our own selves back to him. Scripture tells us, if you don't mind, go ahead and open your Bible in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Scripture even tells us this, right? This is what Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. He says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy and God's mercy, you know, the scripture makes it clear to us is Jesus. Jesus is God's mercy. Jesus is God's grace, right? And Jesus is God's righteousness. Amen. And so it says, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. And so many of us at times, we focus on, again, giving God our tithing and our offerings, giving God our talents and our giftings. But when it comes to us giving God our being, some of us don't want to go ahead and fully surrender to give God our being. What does that mean? That means give God all of you, you the person. My goodness. And so God is wanting you to be a living sacrifice. So literally, Jesus died for you because he wanted you, who's listening to this podcast episode, to be his living sacrifice. And here you see the reciprocity. For those of you who are familiar with our ministry, we love to share as well the importance of abiding in Christ, of staying in Christ, right? Remaining in Christ. We put a great emphasis on this because, unfortunately, it seems as if many of us, we tend to have one-sided relationships with God. We tend to have a one-sided relationship with God. And unfortunately, it's because, again, many Western churches, they do not place great emphasis on the importance of having an intimate relationship with God. Yes, they place importance on grace, which is cool. They place importance on mercy, which is cool. They place importance to let us know that it is by God's grace, right? It is through Christ alone that we are saved. But yet they forget that God, he expects more from us. That God, he did not die for us to just sit down. He did not die for us to be lazy. He did not die for us to be a mute church. He did not die for us as well to die with everything that he has placed inside of us. The scripture tells us that, again, we have the spirit of Christ in us. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your lives, that means his own spirit abide in you, which is his Holy Spirit. And if his spirit abide in you, that means his gifts as well abide in you. Some of you have the gift of prophecy. Some of you have the gift of healing. Some of you have the gift of working miracles. But a lot of us, what happens is that God, we sit down, we stay still, we put God in a box, and we say we will only serve God when we go to church on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, but we are not going to give God our all. We're not going to give God our own being. We're not going to give our very life as a living sacrifice to Him. And the scripture in Romans 12 verse 1, it doesn't just stop by saying that we are His living sacrifice, or we should be His living sacrifice. It even describes what type of sacrifice that is. It's described that the sacrifice is living. So God, He is not asking you to physically crucify yourself, but this is spiritually speaking when He's saying to give yourself as a living sacrifice. For example, in scripture, it says, you know, to lose your life, that means you will gain your life. This doesn't mean like for someone to kill themselves and that shows to God that they really love Him. No. This is just saying that you yourself have to give God your all. That's simply what it's saying. It's saying that you are going to find your life when you recognize that Jesus Christ Himself, He is your life. This is a scripture that actually even says, Jesus, when your life appears, so shall you be with Him, right? Speaking when Jesus returned. And so it's not only that God saved me, it is not only that God saved you, but the Bible even lets us know that Jesus Himself, He is our life. The life that we're living right now, the air that you're breathing right now, it does not belong to you. Scripture is telling us, right? But it belongs to God. And so this is the emphasis that I want to go ahead and highlight throughout this episode, is that God sowed into you first. Give Him back what belongs to Him. And so it breaks my heart as well, and I believe that it breaks God's heart, you know, heart more when He sees so many people around the world are cursing His name, are mocking Him, are mocking His people, and yet He is the very one who made them. He is the very one who breathed life into their lungs, right? Breathe breath into their lungs that is causing them to breathe, that caused them to become a living soul. And it's when we have that revelation, it is when that we have that awareness that life is life. That life is what John 10:10 describes to us as the abundant life. It is then that we see that God, He is faithful to allow us to be in a perfect alignment to attain and receive and do all He has destined for us to do and become all He has destined for us to become. And so as we are just a few months left into this year of 2023, I want you to remember this, and I want you to live by this. God sowed into you first. Give Him back what belongs to you. Excuse me, not to you. Give Him back what belongs to Him. God sowed into you first. Give Him back what belongs to Him. And so when you hear that statement, it should cause us to silence certain debates that scripture tells us, you know, there are meaningless debates. Like when you hear people talking about sowing and reaping and giving tithing and offering, and you see there's a group of people, they say tithing is no longer a part of the New Testament, so why should I participate in that? Or some people will say, well, God doesn't tell me to give offering, so why should I give offering? You know, but the scripture tells us that God is a generous God, and therefore if God is a generous God, and if we have received His Son as our Lord and Savior, we should imitate Him in every regards. We should imitate Him in every regard. And as I'm beginning to close, I just want to go ahead and read this scripture to you. What does it say in Luke 6 verse 38? Let's quickly go ahead and open our Bible pages to Luke 6 verse 38. Luke 6 verse 38, it says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And so everything that we do, whether it's when we're giving offering or tithe, whether it's when we're doing a good deed for someone else, it is going to come back to us. We made that investment, not even to the person in of themselves, but we are doing it unto the Lord. The Bible makes it clear that we need to do everything right unto Jesus, as if we're doing it unto the Lord. And so even if you do something good for somebody else and they don't take it to heart, guess what? You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for Jesus, and He is your reward, and He is also your rewarder. there's enough, you know, there's several scriptures that I want to go ahead and encourage you to meditate on throughout the weekend and this new week. And I'm going to go ahead and put it in the description box below. But I really wanted you to understand this. God sowed into us first. Therefore, if God ever tells you to do something, if God ever tells you to leave a region, if God ever tells you to give up money, if God ever tells you to bless an individual, if God ever tells you to say no to something that you feel like, you know, is something that you deserve, is something that he should have given you. But if he's telling you to surrender it, if he's telling you to let it go, you have to bear in mind that God sowed into you first. God sowed into you first. Therefore, we should be willing to humble ourselves to give him what belongs to him. And what belongs to him is you. What belongs to him is me. Therefore, that means that I owe God my obedience unto him. I owe God my loyalty unto him. I owe God everything, again, that he has given me. Because, again, we are nothing without him. So I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged and challenged by this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care. This was your sister in Christ, JLP.